Hello.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, Brandon.
Let me introduce you first off to my two co-hosts. My two hosts. One is Kevin. Kevin. I can't say his last name. Karina, I've been up for. We've been up for a long time. Kevin and
Karina.
Johnny.
Karina, I'm Kevin Wright. Pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, Kevin.
Big fan, Johnny Sepp. Pleasure to meet you.
They are both on the East Coast, Karina. And as we talked on the phone a couple nights ago, I explained to you what we were doing. Actually, I think it was yesterday.
Are you guys tired yet?
Yeah, it's
a little bit.
Hit a little bit. A little bit of a wall.
Nope. I'm here to wake you up.
Karina, can I just ask you how long you've been listening for?
About a minute.
Oh, awesome! All right.
I'm sorry, I was driving in my
No. I would be sorry if you had been listening for a half hour. Carry on, please.
Karina, this is our 25th hour, and I know we only spoke briefly yesterday because I was busy getting prepared and running around. But the reason why we're doing this is this is in support of a charitable cause called the 22Q Foundation. I think I don't want to.
Yeah, I read about it on the website.
Okay. Did you familiarize? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know we've had a online poker room with everything going to charity more or less, and people donating. We've had a slew of guests on. In fact, you're going to be the last guest we have on for the evening, and then tomorrow we have a full packed, you know, guest list as well. It started off roughly at 10 o'clock our time. Pacific time, actually about 12 hours ago, 24 hours ago, with Victor Ramden, and we've had Jonathan Little on, Greg Raymer, Daniel Negreanu, Chris Moneymaker, Matt Savage. Who am I forgetting, guys? I know I'm forgetting a bunch.
Norman Chad, Asian Spa.
I'm so sorry, Miss Asian Spot.
He was not synthesized. We got to hear his real voice and all that good stuff.
I'm so bummed.
It was kind of anticlimactic, though, no?
Asian Spot, if you want to call back, you know, we'll have a little chat.
Okay. He's actually in Chicago right now. He had a death in the family. Sadly, his brother.
Yes, I know of it. Yes.
Okay. So he was on for about 30 minutes, and he was kind enough to come on and. When he was on a radio show I hosted once before, and he used a voice synthesizer, but since he had promised to come on, and he was, I guess, his voice synthesizer was left in Vegas, he came on and did a segment with us. But anyhow, so you're going to be our last guest, and again, I appreciate you, all three of us appreciate you coming on, and I know both Kevin and Johnny were very excited to have you, and they've never spoke with you. They both indicated they were big fans of yours, and so you know this is a great way to end the evening. And I guess before we, you know, go further, I mean, obviously, I know a lot about you. I've indicated that out of everyone I've had on tonight, I probably have the closest relationship with you, living in Vegas, and we have a lot of mutual friends. I know this past weekend, you were a part of something at the Golden Nugget. I guess it, from what I read. And forgive me, I don't know too much about it. You attended, it was the Ladies Hall of Fame.
Women in Poker Hall of Fame.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about that and who was inducted and just describe what went on over the weekend, please?
Sure. This was the, I believe, 5th annual Women in Poker Hall of Fame. They inducted J.J. Liu and Kathy Raymond. And we had a great time of 3 hours of, you know, chatting and inducting and speeches. And J.G. Liu actually had a really good speech. And she, like, talked about her mother. And she talked a little bit about her mother, saying, yeah, her mother is, you know, plays online poker. And, you know, in the future, when online poker comes back, her name is Juicy69. Isn't that funny? Hello? Anybody there?
I'm sorry, I accidentally was on mute.
I thought it was funny. I was on mute as well.
I'm sorry, we're all laughing on mute. We just don't want to talk over each other.
I thought it was really funny. I didn't want to interrupt Brandon.
And so it was 3 hours long, and I guess from what I believe I heard, was there also a ladies tournament that went on at the Golden Nugget as well? Was that in
it was the next day, but I wasn't able to attend.
Okay. And
it was a ladies tournament, and then it was a horse tournament the next day, and then the next day was a charity tournament for Poker Gifts.
And what determines, I mean, I'm very unfamiliar with it, what determines the nomination process and how a woman is voted into this?
That's an excellent question, Brandon. The nomination process is announced every year that anybody from the public can nominate a person, and then the nominees go to the board, and the board selects the nominees, and then after the board selects the nominees, they go through a filtering process, basically. And then the nominees go to, people of our peers, media, important people in the poker industry, and they vote, basically.
Well, that sounds like a pretty extensive process.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And there's criteria that you have to meet to get past the board.
And could you give us a brief description of what the criteria is?
You have to be a proponent of women in poker, support women's tournaments and support, women in poker, and you have to be in the industry for at least 10 years. You have to be at least 35 years old. I think it's 30 or 35. But there's, a bunch of criteria that is listed on the Women in Poker Hall of Fame.
I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Those sound like qualities or qualifications that you have.
Yeah, I was nominated this year, but nobody voted me in.
Oh,
it's okay. I believe JJ and Kathy deserved it, so it's fine.
And is there a limitation each year on how many can be voted in, or does it just depend on, is it like, in certain sports, there's a certain limit every year, or how is that determined?
Yeah, that's every 2 years, two people get nominated in, and then, sometimes they throw in the third year, an honorary one. Maybe it's somebody that isn't very popular or maybe has passed, that they probably wouldn't get in unless we had to induct them in.
But
they have contributed to poker in some way.
We have an interactive chat, as I'm sure you've been on shows that I've been a part of before, and one of our listeners is asking, just to educate them and myself as well, what other women are in the Hall of Fame?
Well, Kathy Liebert is, Linda Johnson, Jan Fisher, Marsha Wagner, Barbara Enright, Cindy Violette, Christy Gazes, just to name a few.
Wow. And did you speak at all, or were you just there in a supportive role, or because you had friends there as well, or did you have any official role in being down there? Or I guess it was because you were also nominated.
No, I'm on the board. I'm a board member. But yeah, I did do the opening speech. I introduced Jan Fisher, who was the mistress of ceremonies. And then I usually talk about the criteria, and, we present the awards to the
It's funny. I guess you didn't mention her name, and this name just is. I'm just seeing it in the chat repeatedly. Is Annie Duke in the Women's Hall of Fame?
No, she's not.
Okay, I just was curious because I was asked. Four or five people immediately brought up her name.
She's not in, in my opinion, is because she has not supported women's tournaments in the past. But, she's kind of changed her tune now, And so in the future, I'm sure she'll get in.
You think even with, you know, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead. I know, Johnny, you want to jump in here.
I'm sorry, Karina. You really think that that's the reason why she's not in and she should get in now in spite of her track record with Epic and Ultimate Bet and all that?
Well, the thing is with, you know, even though I think, like, Epic kind of, like, obviously went down badly, the whole thing is, like, you know, she was an endorsee of a site. You know, you can't blame somebody that endorses something. You know, like, she wasn't, like, didn't do the day-to-day operations.
For Epic, she certainly was. She was the commissioner, and she had a huge hand in the inner workings of the company, and they rolled everybody for $1 million.
Epic is a little bit different. Epic is a little bit different, but, you know, I hate to fault somebody that tried to do good for the poker industry, and then it didn't work out, you know? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, I don't really know all the financial details of the company. Obviously, this is not good timing for her, but she has contributed a lot to the poker industry, and she is, like, a very smart woman, and she has other qualities that is, you know, I mean, that some people might think that, you know, she should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, everybody has a difference of opinion. Obviously, the poker world is really down on her right now, so, you know, that's probably why she didn't get voted in. She was a nominee this year.
Fair enough.
Wow. Okay, I mean, that is really interesting. Also, you know, just for those that don't know, you're still affiliated and working with MGM Mirage, is that correct? Mainly MGM Grand Poker Room. Is that still going on?
Yes, I am the poker ambassador of the MGM Grand Poker Room, yes.
Now, there are a lot of people that are listening now that are unfamiliar with you, that haven't heard you on other podcasts. Would you please just take a moment and explain your position and just what you're doing with MGM, specifically, obviously, their poker room?
Basically, I'm there to help network the room. Social media is a big part, but I have my famous horse tournament every Tuesday night at 7:15 that I always have special guests come, including you, Brandon. Every week, you never know what kind of big baller player that we're going to have in the tournament, but we got a lot of big names in poker coming in sometimes. And we also have a mixed game I have on Wednesday nights, and we're actually starting in the end of September, October, going to start Pot Limit Omaha tournaments. So we're trying to start and bring new faces to the room and give more, you know, it's actually a very good room to work for because they have a lot of tourists there, and it's really good for, you know, locals to come and take advantage of it.
I'm sorry, tell me one more time. When did you say the PLO tournaments were going to start?
Probably in the end of September, October.
And obviously, as of yet, there's not a tentative...
There's a tentative date because we're kind of like doing... The whole casino is doing a renovation for carpet, and that's like a really big task to undertake.
Especially the MGM Grand, which is one of the biggest square footage wise, yeah, in the entire, you know, in Las Vegas, and in fact, it may very well be the biggest.
Right. So we're getting the whole casino is getting brand new carpet. So we're getting kind of moved around, and so until we find a more permanent spot, we'll start having more tournaments. But right now, until that gets done, we can't really start a new tournament and not have tables. So we don't want to do that to our players.
Any idea what the buy-in is going to be?
125. It's going to be a triple barrel Pot Limit Omaha 1 week, Pot Limit Omaha high-low the next week. It's going to alternate.
Wow. I mean, obviously, you know better than I would, but I believe that will be the only Omaha, or Pot Limit Omaha, I should say, tournament that is even offered in Las Vegas. Is that correct?
I do believe they have one at one other casino, but the buy-in is really low.
Okay, I've never...
Like, it's $45.
Other than, like, series at Venetians and I guess the win, I don't think I've ever played in a Pot Limit Omaha tournament
No, so you're going to come down?
I mean, I love that game. That's one of my favorite games. So
you know,
yeah,
a lot
definitely.
Of people tell me that, so that's why we're starting it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I always try to support you as I can, and you've always done the same for my endeavors. And also, for those that don't know, I talked a lot on the show that we host every Thursday night about Barge, and actually this past Barge, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, Karina was actually the guest speaker at the banquet, and she had a real good speech. It was very, very interesting, and took audience questions, and it was a very, very nice nice evening and dinner. Like I said, Johnny and Kevin, I know you both have never spoken with Karina before. If you guys have any questions, please, Karina is very laid back, kind of along the lines of almost every guest we've had today, so you guys can feel free to just ask her anything you'd like.
Karina, I mean, obviously you and Chip seem to have a wonderful relationship, and you both have been very successful over the years in this crazy game of poker. How do you guys sustain such a great family life with your children and such a crazy city and able to still play this game? Because it's not a very common thing for families to, I think, coming up with two people striving to make it in the poker world.
You know, that's an excellent question. Really, our family is the priority, and they come first before anything, and poker just gives us the avenue to be able to have freedom with our children and do what we want to do. So we're very lucky in that way. We balance our home life with our poker life. I mean, we have to coordinate it. It's really difficult, but we make it look very easy because we've been doing it for so long. But it takes really a village to raise a child. So we have a very good support system that helps us with, you know, our lives and babysitting, and Chip and I, we've been playing this so long, and we don't bring the poker home. When we're home, we're not talking about. But Chip and I, we've been doing this for so long that I can tell my dad beat stories, and then we can talk about like what we're gonna eat for dinner, like, and then it's over. So that's kind of how it works.
And another question, when your kids get older, if any of them ever came to you and told you that they wanted to go down the life of being a professional poker player, would you support that, or is that something that you think you might steer them away from?
I would support my daughter with whatever she wanted to do. I don't encourage her to play poker. She has no interest in playing poker. She doesn't even know how to play poker. So I don't encourage that for her right now. My main concern is her education, and I want to focus on that with her. I don't want her to go. I would steer her away from poker, but if she wanted to learn to play the game, I definitely would teach her to be. I want her just to be good at whatever she wants to be good at.
Well, that's great, and thank you for being on with us. And Brandon never gives us anything but praise of you, and I don't think in all the years that I've been following poker closely I could ever say that I've ever heard a negative word spoken about you or Chip. And just like the positive things we're trying to do here with 22Q and raise awareness, that I really hope that you guys keep having a great family life and keep being a positive role models for people playing this game.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so honored to be part of the many great pros today.
Johnny.
Hi, Karina.
Hi.
I'm thrilled to have you on. My only regret is that it's at the 25 and a half hour mark, and if this was 23 and a half hours ago, I would have 100 questions for you. I have a question, though, that just kind of, in my head now I'm thinking that I don't even know if this is actually accurate, but are you guys gardeners?
Yeah, huh? We are.
Oh, what? I didn't even know that.
You would have come to my party, you would have known that.
Gardeners in what sense?
Like you grow your own vegetables and stuff, right?
Yeah, we do.
See, Brandon, I got this. Don't worry about it.
I'm curious, how did you know that? Just something that's like been publicized or gotten attention.
I've seen. I feel like I've seen pictures of Chip Jett like holding up prized tomatoes and cucumbers, all proud of them. And it strikes me as very odd that this gambling family who lives in Las Vegas would be into would like be proud of.
I didn't think that was a cucumber. I thought he was just happy to see it.
There's more to us than poker, guys. Come on, we have other interests.
So how did you guys get into gardening, and is this a new hobby, or is it one that you've had for a while, and are you guys, like, vegan or anything?
No, we're not vegan. We're not, you know, we eat everything, but we just had an interest in gardening because we love it, and we decided to take a class this summer, before the summer started, and we built our own garden from scratch. And we planted it, and we didn't know what was gonna happen. And when we took the class, our plants just took off, and it looks like Little Shop of Horrors in our backyard now. It's just grown to out of control. So we did a really good job. It's our first year. We just took it up, and we love it.
I don't know much about gardening, but from the looks of what I remember seeing, it looked like you guys are doing a decent job. Anyway,
imagine it can't be easy in the desert.
Yeah, how do you grow cucumbers in the desert?
This is the thing. When we took the class, we took the class at UNLV. There are certain things that grow in Las Vegas. So they've done all the research for us. So we know what grows good in Las Vegas.
Hydroponics, right?
We had to bring in all our own soil, because the soil in Vegas sucks, We had to bring all our own soil. And we planted stuff that grows well in Vegas. So, a lot of the stuff is like peppers. We have cucumbers. We have huge cantaloupe in our backyard, tomatoes. That stuff grows really good in Vegas. So, now we have to take a class on fall vegetables because there's stuff that grows better in the fall.
Do you ever bring the vegetables that you've grown to the poker room to give away to people? Because I know I have a neighbor who annoyingly always hands me vegetables. And I'm wondering if it's kind of molded over into your poker life to where you're showing up
Bree, who is the coordinator for Barge, I did bring her, she eats a lot of spicy food, so I did bring her a lot of peppers from my garden. I had a party this summer, and one of our drinks was a mint tea, so I use the mint from my garden for the tea. I try to incorporate stuff from my garden all the time.
How do you guys find the time to do all this? I could barely wake up and eat and log on a website, play poker. How many hours a night do you sleep? Just on average.
I like to sleep around 7.5 to 8 hours.
Wow. It's amazing that you get
I don't always get that, but,
Wow. Karina,
I'm a multitasker. If you knew what all the things I did in one day, your head would explode.
Karina, we have a question coming in from the chat from user Gene Riders. She wants me to ask you what you think about...
Come on. They're very good friends. I'm not going to go through the motions.
What does Gene Riders want to ask me?
I promise they've texted each other within the last 10 minutes.
She wants to know what you think about Asian Spa being a cracker.
Think it's hilarious.
There you have it.
Karina, I have one more question for you. My mother's actually been listening to this show the whole way through for 25 hours because she's very supportive of me. She's amazing. But when you came on, when she's been listening to you so far, she was texting me and saying that you sound very. She has no idea who you are, but she said you sound very, very knowledgeable in everything you've been talking about. She was curious who you think is the best male player out there, and who is your favorite male player?
Oh, hold on. Before she answers, can I rephrase it?
No, you can't rephrase it because we're not betting any more money.
You don't want to do it one more time? Can I just ask just for a free roll then?
You can ask afterwards.
Okay, Karina, all day today, and again, we have an online poker room. All proceeds have been going to charity. We've received a ton of donations, and you know, everything we're doing is about you know, providing entertainment for our listeners, and as well as you know, providing awareness of the 22q deletion you know, syndrome. And what we've been doing is we've had a series of bets where we were calling various poker rooms you know, all over the United States, and the one question we were asking, and I'm not gonna tell you what the answer is, I just want to get your opinion, but we were betting on what that person would say, and whoever ended up losing the bet ended up, you know, making a donation. It was actually $25 each time to the 22Q Foundation. So this is a question, okay, that we've asked numerous people. We've asked Greg Raymer and Greg Mueller and a ton of just various poker room employees. And the question is, if you had to name one person who you think, in your opinion, is the biggest poker superstar, you can only name one, who is the person you would name?
Phil Ivey.
Okay. And just to clue you in, this has been something we've debated all day today. I actually picked Phil Ivey, and I thought that would be the general consensus in terms of what people would say.
And what have been people saying?
And, well, my two other hosts thought it would easily, you know, at first they thought it wouldn't even be, you know, even a question.
See, hold on. Let me explain our side of this.
Okay, I will. Let me just finish. And they thought, you know, they were betting that Daniel Negreanu's name would come up. And
we're not talking about...
The reasoning behind it is that we both, actually, Johnny and I both agree that Phil Ivey is known as the best poker player on the planet. But when it comes down, we thought when it really came down to the average public and wanting to know who their favorite poker celebrity was, or who maybe the biggest name out there was, and that we thought it would be Negreanu more often than not. We just thought that with his personality and his likability and how he's always in front of the camera, is that obviously we know what a great player he is, but we agree that Ivy's the best in the world in what he does, but that was our view on it. So it's kind of a skewed question a little bit, but I'm still really curious on who you really think. I mean, maybe somebody other than Ivy, that someone that you know personally or something. Who do you think maybe the best male player out there is that maybe we don't know about? And who is your favorite male player?
Not your husband.
And by the way, just so you know, this wasn't a joke. Two of the poker rooms that we called, the chat has actually mentioned this, we can remind you. I don't remember. No, one of them was Casino Niagara. I don't remember the other. One of them, and again, we were very polite. You know, this was not any joke whatsoever. One of the poker rooms said that, actually we called three of them. One of them said Doyle Brunson. One of them said King Lear. Okay? King Lear. And a third said, and this is a poker manager at, I believe it was the Beau Rivage, said that she did not know one person that ever played poker professionally. She literally could not name one.
Showing new people in her poker room that were playing low limits, basically.
She said, basically, and this was a poker manager, stated that she'd never watched poker on TV, did not know any, you know, she couldn't even give us a guess. So, I don't know, it's just something that kind of started earlier, and I just thought, and I still think, that household name-wise, that Phil Ivey is a bigger name, if you polled all of America, than Daniel Negreanu is. That's still what I believe, and of course my two hosts, you know, respectfully disagree. But I don't know, go ahead if you can offer any commentary on our debate here.
Or you could just answer the question that Kevin has.
I would say if you polled more pros, they would probably say Phil Ivey. If you polled more of the public, maybe. But the problem is people have problems even pronouncing Daniel's name. So sometimes they don't think of it. It's harder for people, like the common person that doesn't play poker, to pronounce.
Yeah, China's actually in the chat right now, and I agree 100% what he's saying is that if you asked all the pros, he thinks they'd come up with the name Ivy, obviously, but if you asked maybe the majority of America, that they would come out with Negreanu. And that's kind of what my thinking was when we originally made the bet, but I'm still really, really interested in finding out who you think the best male player out there we don't know is, and who is your favorite player outside of, obviously, your husband.
That we don't know, meaning just that...
Well, no, I mean, it's somebody. I mean, obviously, I guess it's somebody other than Ivy. It can be anyone. I mean, I'm just looking for maybe, I guess, a little different answer or something. I think
Greg Mueller does not get enough credit for how good of a player he is.
That's a great answer. And who would be one of your favorite players maybe to play with? I mean, we know you play a ton of the mixed game events every week and stuff like that and stuff. Is there anybody that you play with a lot of times that you have a lot of fun with?
I like to play poker with Gus Hansen. I like to watch him. I like to play poker with him. Like, he's like a real fun guy to play with, and very, like, he's very interesting. You never know what's going to come out of his hands.
Has he even played in the United States other than maybe like one main event?
No, like, he's been playing a lot in Europe, but he was here for the World Series.
Well, I know he played in the
I think he's over in Macau right now, actually.
He satellited in. He won the satellite, obviously, in the one drop. But I don't. Other than that, he's someone, I guess, since Black Friday as well, has kind of just fallen off the radar in terms of, you don't hear him.
I think he has in the United States, but not in Europe.
Yeah, you don't hear him playing in any of the big games in, at the Aria or Bellagio anymore.
His book that he wrote was one of the most interesting books I've ever read. Every Hand Revealed, and when he took you through the whole time when he won the Australian.
Excellent book.
It was.
Excellent
it really book. Was. His thought process in every hand he played in that tournament was amazing. To go in, especially a maniac mind like that he has. It's so at the time was, I think, really different than a lot of people were thinking. That it was actually a really good read.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of his books, but definitely. He's a world-class player, and he was one of I think he still doesn't he still have the record for most WPT titles? I'm pretty sure he does.
I think he has three.
Sure, I thought it was three the record. Okay, I thought it was actually more than that, but anyhow, Karina, I know it's late and we're tired. We're gonna take a small little break.
Does that mean a nap?
We have another host and actually another owner of our site that's going to come on and just kill a little bit of airtime. If anything, it's going to be a very quick power nap. I don't even know if my other two hosts are. I don't think they are, but I'm on 25, 26 hours already, and I'm losing my voice. I'm pretty beat, and we have a full day tomorrow. But everybody, I encourage you. If you live in Vegas, Bootsy Collins, he was on our show earlier, and he tried to stay with us long enough to say hello to you, but he was just very tired. He'd been with us as well since last night at 9 p.m., and yes, he mentioned that he met you at the MGM horse tournament.
He was there last week. He had a shirt on that said Blind Squirrel.
Oh, yeah. Actually, he mentioned that you liked Blind Squirrel apparel. Were you familiar with that the brand before you saw his shirt, or was it?
No, I wasn't. I thought it was cute.
They're the sponsor of Filthy Limper Radio. I can hook you up, no problem.
All right, it was really cute stuff.
Well, what is it? Is the website
blindsquirrelapparel.com?
Okay. Well, Karina, obviously, when you have time, look at it and go on the website. I'm sure Johnny has a great relationship with them, and find something that you like and just let us know. Let me know. And anyone that wants to play with Karina, again, if you live in Vegas and you haven't heard about it, or if you're planning on coming here like Bootsy did, I encourage you to come down to the MGM on Tuesdays. And I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed again for asking. Is this it's 7 p.m., correct?
Yes.
7 p.m. And I guess hopefully within the next month or two, look forward to. And this is something that I didn't know about, and I definitely will play because I love the game. A PLO tournament once some renovations are done at MGM Grand. And I wish you the best with the room. And, again, as I mentioned, you're always someone that if I need something promoted or some help, you're always there, and I appreciate that. And
one more thing too.
Sure.
On the 22nd of September, we're having a charity event for Brad Garrett's charity, and it's for children with special needs that help support their family. And Ray Romano is going to be there. Jason Alexander is going to be there. And a bunch of other celebrities are going to be there. So it's going to be a great event at the MGM on September 22nd.
Right, and that's obviously like a no-limit hold'em tournament?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you know what the buy-in is? And
the buy-in is $225, I believe, with $100 rebuys. So it's a pretty decent... $225 or $250. It's going to be a fun event with all those characters there.
Well, I can imagine. Wow, is there a cap on that? I mean, in terms of how many people? I mean, how much space will they have? Because that seems like a tournament everybody would just want to play for no other reason, just to be
right?
well, just to be around. You know those. I mean, they're television superstars. You know, those are huge names in television. How many seats can the MGM accommodate right now for a tournament?
I think about 150.
Oh, okay, perfect. And when all the renovations done, are they expanding or is the room right now going to remain the same? I know when I was down there last, and this was a while ago, they were talking about I'm not even sure. Is there an expansion underway for the room itself?
The problem is within the corner where the room is right now, they're building for a nightclub restaurant that will be opening up onto the strip. So they have a big crane in that corner right now, which is like kind of difficult to have when, you know, jackhammers are going off in that side, in that end of the room. So that's why we're in a temporary location. We're going to have new carpeting and new chairs and all this other stuff. So we're going to be, you know, revved up by the end of this year.
Wow. Well, like I mentioned, anyone that comes to Vegas, I do encourage you, please come by and stop. Tell Karina you're a fan of the show. I promise you she'll treat you well. And you know, that's one thing about Karina that, you know, I guess a good example is even Bootsy, someone that she doesn't know. She's always willing and very just accommodable to speaking with her fans and people that just know her in general, that whether it's questions they have or just want to say hello. So check her out there, and she's doing great things with that room. And thank you for being on the show. And Kevin, Johnny, if you guys have anything, if you don't have anything else, we'll let her get to sleep so she can wake up and start guarding
in the
morning.
Karina, this, thank you for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
All right, nice meeting you, Kevin and Johnny. Talk to you soon again, hopefully.
Thank you so much,
Brandon.
Well, absolutely, and we'll have you on the show sometime in the fall, and you can give us an update on fall vegetables with Karina and Chip. That sounds like an actual nice segment to have. We can do it like seasonal, okay? Winter vegetables.
Karina, sounds like a show on the Food Network, to be honest with you.
Actually, real fast, what are fall vegetables in Las Vegas?
Butternut squash.
Really? How do you even know that?
I haven't taken the class yet.
I grew up on a vegetable farm and flower farm. My grandfather owned one.
What? I don't even know you, man.
What a guy, yeah. I actually worked on it just about every summer until my teenage years. God rest his soul. Yeah.
Can't believe he busted out with butternuts.
Used to grow squash and tomatoes and lettuce. Yeah, it's a fall vegetable. Some other ones.
I would never put you on butternut squash as a fall vegetable coming out of your mouth, Kevin. That's amazing. Amazing. I'm at a loss for words. But Karina, thank you again for being on, and I will be in touch and hopefully see you soon. And, you know, we always seem to run in the same circles and, you know, all that good stuff. So have
all
a great
right,
night.
Thank you so much for having me.
Say hello to Chip for me. And one of our listeners in the chat, Jeannie, says good night.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.